Hare Krishna. Question from Ankur Sharma Prabhu. Prabhupada says in the purport of 4.13 Bhagavad Gita that as Krishna is transcendental, so is a person who is in Krishna consciousness. So what is the practical implication of someone being transcendental? And when we are living in this world, how can actually we be transcendental? Answer, tasya kartaram idyamam. Katatse kartaram avyayam. Vidya kartasya kartaram. Apima vidya kartaram avyayam. Krishna says in 4.13 that although he has created the four divisions of varna and ashrama, still he is a non-doer and he is imperishable. So the point of that particular verse is that Krishna is talking about the important principle of he being transcendental. He puts people according to their own past karma in different varanas, but he's not discriminating, he's reciprocating based on their own desires and their own activities. So now, if we see, the Bhagavad Gita does talk about the qualities of advanced devotees, and it uses in the word Udasina for referring to Krishna as he's situated in the heart. It talks about Udasina Vadasinam, and it is talked about in say 9.9 and other places also. And while talking about the person who has transcended the modes, Krishna also again talks about how Udasina, a person is situated in a detached way. So the point is that when Krishna talks about Udasina or detached, he's saying that just as he is detached in the super soul manifestation, similarly, the liberated soul or the soul who has transcended the modes is also situated in that situation, with that attitude. So yes, we as sadhakas are not at that level, and we shouldn't artificially imagine that we are at that level. So when Prabhupada says a person in Krishna consciousness, we have to see what is Prabhupada talking about. Because Prabhupada may use the same word to refer to a siddha to tell us how a siddha behaves, and Prabhupada may also use it for a sadhaka to tell us how we should try to behave. So now, if he is talking about a siddha, then that can be an aspiration for the sadhaka, but that is not the reality for the sadhaka. So the scriptural, so Prabhupada's description of a person in Krishna, Prabhupada's mentions of a person in Krishna consciousness can be both prescriptive and descriptive. Descriptive means of one who is a siddha is describing, and prescriptive means for a sadhaka is telling what to do. So we shouldn't mistake that which is descriptive of the liberated stage to be descriptive of the descriptive of the seeker stage. So yes, the pure devotee is transcendental, and therefore the varnashram divisions may not apply. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu talks about this, naham vipro na cha narpatir, the famous verse where he says that I do not belong to any of the four varnas, nor to the four ashramas, and I am simply the servant of the servant of the servant of the gopis, gopi bhattu padakamalayo dasa dasa anudasa. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said this as a matter of his expression of pure devotion, of pure transcendental devotion. But at the same time, we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was quite strict in following both the dharma of sannyas and the dharma of a brahmana. As a sannyasi, he was very, very careful of not associating with women. And as a brahmana, he would take food only in the house of brahmanas. That was the expected standard of behavior from Brahmanas during his times, and he followed that. So the point is, we do not, so even when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is expressing that sentiment, he does not indiscriminately or insensitively apply it in his day-to-day conduct. So if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is God and who is also at an exalted level of devotion in his descent as the mood of a devotee, even if he doesn't transcend Varanashram principles, we too should not think of transcending Varanashram principles. So we can see this verse more as, this particular statement more as descriptive of a pure devotee, of a pure devotee who has transcended the modes, and not so much as descriptive of our stage. So we need to work according to our situation, dovetailing our profession and dovetailing our life in such a way that we can move onwards towards Krishna. So as sadhakas, we can see what is our nature, what are our talents, and accordingly we can try to engage in Krishna's service according to our situation and our disposition. So in that way we can move closer to Krishna. We cannot pretend or imagine that we are artificially transcendental. But at the same time, we have to have the aspiration for transcendence and act in a way that will take us towards transcendence gradually through the purification coming by the study practice of bhakti. Thank you. Hare Krishna.